Pleased to be joined by the play-by-play voice for the Dallas Stars of the NHL, Josh Bogorad, joins us. Josh, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing very good. Very good. Thanks for making this work around dropping kids off at school. I know how that is, so thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. I'm happy to be here. I definitely get to play dad as well, but happy to join you guys.
That's a good thing. That's an important role to fill. Hey, how does a guy from Los Angeles end up being the voice of the Dallas Stars?
It's a good question. It's a winding road.
Yeah.
I knew that I wanted to broadcast hockey specifically my entire life. I don't really know how that happened from L.A., but as a kid, I kind of found the sport. I always tell people, I know that we're in a non-traditional hockey market here in Texas, but I tell people, if you go to one game, you will be hooked, because it's just an incredible experience. And it hooked me when I was young, and I followed this career all over. I did any job I could in high school and then during college and then afterwards. I actually wound up spending a lot of time in Texas working in the minor leagues, working my way up in Corpus Christi and then rolling through West Texas and South Texas, and then moved over to Alaska to take a job there. And somehow that winding road led to Dallas and present day.
Man, that's great. That's a great story. And one thing I read is that you stepped in and kind of made a job for yourself with the LA Kings at the age of 16. You started at age 16. That's somebody who knows what they want to do with the rest of their life.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to work out, but I knew what I wanted to do. And I guess when you're that age, you're young and dumb enough to just sort of chase and not take no for an answer. And I'd like to tell people who want to get into this industry or any industry, think small picture first, and that's okay. You know, the first few jobs I had, they were all unpaid and they were all not very glamorous. And you do whatever you can. You never know when maybe a break like that will be right around the corner. And I just think if you're able to and you can, chase after what you want while you can and see where it leads. And I feel pretty fortunate to be where I am right now.
Yeah, that's great. So it was all hockey, right? I mean, you were clearly focused on hockey, and you didn't really have any interest in doing any other sports play-by-play?
I've done other sports. Okay. Actually, I'm a sports fan across the board.
Okay.
But hockey was always my first love. And, I grew up, like you said, in Southern California, and my parents weren't hockey fans. They didn't raise me in a rink on skates. They didn't know the game at all. I kind of had to find it myself. So I was raised on baseball and football and basketball and all of the other traditional sports. And so I've called those sports. I love those sports. I still will, dabble from time to time. But, yeah, for whatever reason, like I said, hockey was always the sport that was the one where if I could have snapped my fingers and gotten somewhere, that's the road I would have chosen.
So who was your favorite player growing up? Was it Gretzky or somebody else?
Well, I was 8 years old when Gretzky got traded to L.A., and I found hockey a little bit before that, but I, without a doubt, got caught in that wave of the aftermath. And he was the most impressive, but there were other players that you would watch that were your favorite. I loved that the U.S. was an underdog in hockey. And growing up, there were two sports where the U.S. was an underdog, and it was hockey and soccer. And I grew up really enjoying both of those. I played soccer for most of my life. And so I gravitated towards American players. And as much as I loved Gretzky and a bunch of other players that were local at the time, it's funny because you look at the Stars teams from when they landed here and then they had their success. Granted, I was a teenager. I was a little bit older. But the players like Darian Hatcher and the players like Mike Modano and the players like Jamie Langenbrunner, who Stars fans have loved and are a huge part of this organization's history, even from 1,500 miles away, I always loved rooting for them because I really liked seeing the generation of American hockey players that put them on an even playing field with the rest of the world, because it wasn't that way for a long time. And so it's almost fitting I wound up here in Dallas, because even though I didn't grow up going to Stars games because I was half a country away, any chance I could, I wanted to watch them because of players like that.
Well, do you think growing up playing soccer helped you gravitate towards hockey, since they have a lot of similarities in the style?
Yeah, they really are. And I've explained to people who are, if they're more familiar with soccer than they are hockey, but maybe not necessarily a fan of either, because I know that there are more popular sports among most Americans. If you watch them, then soccer, I am a huge soccer fan, and I could watch soccer and play soccer regularly, and I do, but it's not necessarily as exciting to the casual viewer because it's more methodical. And even though neither sport has a ton of scoring relative to, say, like football or basketball, they're lumped together, when in actuality, hockey just goes at such a breakneck pace. It's so fast, and it's so exciting, and it's unlike soccer in the pace of play, and then it's similar to it in a lot of the things that you're referencing. But if you go and watch a game, I think it's the intricacies of soccer are maybe you need to appreciate them more to appreciate the game, whereas you could be dropped in the middle of an ice rink, not really know what's going on, and you could watch a hockey game, and it becomes so infectious because of how hard they hit, how fast they skate, how quickly the puck moves, and just how you can transition on counterattacks from offense to defense in the blink of an eye and then back the other way. And when the game opens up and rushes like that and is physical like that, there's not a sport in the world that can match it, in my opinion.
Sounds like you and Mark Folliwell have a great appreciation for soccer. You guys share that.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a great guy and is fantastic at what he does. And I could listen to him call just about any sport in the world, whether it's basketball or soccer, college football, or anything else he does.
Josh Bogorad, our guest, voice of the Dallas Stars. And just reading through some of the news items, it sounds like that storm that came through Dallas and a tornado touchdown on Sunday really hit the Stars family pretty hard.
It did, and it hit Dallas pretty hard.
Yeah.
And it's a scary thing when that happens. Like I mentioned earlier, I've spent a lot of my adult life in Texas, in places where tornadoes are maybe a little bit more common than they are here in the Metroplex. But then you get tornado warnings a lot, and certainly storms and hail. And it's not to diminish them, but so rarely do you see them touch down
right
in the city limits. And to see the devastation that storm left in its wake. And then you mentioned specifically some of the Stars players. We had, fortunately, an unoccupied home, but one of our star players, Tyler Seguin, it was a home that he wasn't living in that was on the market. He had recently moved within the last year. It was completely devastated.
Wow.
And had he been in there, you take a scary situation and you magnify it, I mean, by I can't even factor how much. And Ben Bishop, our starting goaltender, he had damage, and he's got he and his wife have a small child under 2 years old. And so, you know, you talked about me playing the role of dad earlier. When you're in a closet holding on to a 17-month-old wondering what's happening in your house that you can't see, and all you hear trees, you know, flying through, that's a scary sight. It's a scary thought. We're a few days removed from it, and the entire city hasn't fully recovered. There were hundreds of thousands of people, I believe was the estimate, without power. And then it affected everybody on different levels, and fortunately I can sit here and talk to you and let you know that at least it was only property damage. It appears that everybody, not just with the Stars, but in the city, was okay. But you know, the sentiment Monday morning when we were getting ready for a game and everybody was coming together was, it's one of those unfortunate reminders you'll get from time to time that puts sports in perspective. And we're just really glad that everybody is doing all right after an extremely scary situation.
Yeah, amen to that. That is for sure. Josh, great promotion coming up. The Stars, in conjunction with Fox Sports Southwest, do the Spirit Nights. And Baylor Night is coming up tomorrow when you host the Ducks at American Airlines Center. It's a really neat promotion. We've seen Fox Sports Southwest do this with the Rangers very successfully, and now with the Stars also.
Yeah, they are great promotions, and we see a lot of students or alumni from these schools, they come out and they really take to it, and they'll play the fight songs during the games. But the co-branded hats have really become the signature part of these promotions. And if you're a Baylor student, you're a Baylor fan, or you're a Baylor alum, and you happen to like the Stars or you want to get into hockey, or you're just a fan of cool headwear, the cross-promotion of the hats, they did it with the Rangers, like you mentioned. They're pretty cool to see, and they're unique. They give out 500 if you purchase them through the Stars website. You can go there, DallasStars.com, for all the information. But if you go through that link, you get tickets to a game. It's a great opportunity to come out. One more reason to check out the Stars, check out hockey, and the folks at Fox Sports Southwest always do a terrific job with these nights.
Yeah, really cool. And that's coming up tomorrow night. What time you drop the puck? 7:30? 7 tomorrow night?
7:30. We'll go on the air on Fox 7 p.m., but faceoff will be 7:30. The Ducks are in town. There's some big storylines there with a few players who have switched teams the last couple of years. Guys that used to wear Stars colors are now playing for Anaheim and vice versa. So it should be a lot of fun, this first get together of the season.
Yeah, and I agree with you. For folks who say, I'm not really a big hockey fan, if they'll just give it a chance, go and watch it in person, you get hooked pretty easily.
Yeah, and I can't echo it enough. I wasn't born in Toronto. I grew up in the hotbed of hockey, and then this isn't somebody coming in trying to sell you a bag of goods. I'm a person like that, and I'm just so appreciative that I went to the game one time. It was an elementary school buddy whose uncle had tickets, and
right.
He asked me if I wanted to go, and I said yes. If you have a chance to go and you're listening right now, go. I spent my career in parts of Texas where people had never heard of hockey. You don't have ice unless you drink. And I, my favorite part of every season was fans coming up to me and telling me that, you know, I'd never been to a game and I always heard about it, and I'm so glad I came, because I came one time and realized that this is something I want to come back for. So the College Spirit Nights, and again, if you're a Baylor fan, tomorrow night's the perfect night. But if it's not tomorrow and it's down the road, come on out and check out a game, because they're pretty spectacular in person.
Josh, I got to know, how good are your skating skills?
Well, compared to the guys you get to watch, they're pretty rough. Compared to the average Joe, maybe I can handle my own. But I'm also... I'm not as young as I used to be, so they're diminishing by the day. But I like to get out there every once in a while. I'm at that fun age with my kids where they're starting to get on the ice and they're enjoying it. So I hop out there with them and try not to embarrass myself too badly.
Josh, really appreciate your time this morning. Appreciate your work and continued success. And we look forward to the Baylor night with the Dallas Stars coming up tomorrow.
Me too, guys. Always a pleasure. Take care.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it. Josh Bogorad, play-by-play for the Dallas Stars.